Hello.
Hello. Can I help
May I
you?
speak with Stephen?
Speaking.
Hi, I'm calling from Washington Opinion Survey. We are conducting an opinion survey. We'd like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print radio, internet, or a television station?
No.
Excuse me, sir?
No.
Okay. And are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yes.
And thank you again for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask you, and thank you for your patience. I know it's still a long ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote,
100%.
Or what is your age?
69.
Just to be sure, we're representing everybody. May I ask your race? Are you white,
what?
Caucasian? Okay. Regardless of how you previously vote, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very satisfied.
And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I do.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Marie Lucencamp Paris is handling her job as congresswoman?
She's doing a great job.
Thinking about the issues the country is facing now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. Improve roads, bridges, and infrastructure. Growing the economy and creating jobs. Fighting inflation and lowering costs. Improving K-12 education. Climate change and protecting the environment. Border security or protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights. Reducing crime and gun violence or combating threats to our democracy.
Climate change and what was the first one?
Improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure.
Infrastructure, yeah, that'd be number two.
And thank you for your patience. Now, I would like for you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means you feel very warm, favorable, 0 means that you feel very unfavorable, and 50 means that you particularly do not feel warm or cold. And you can choose any number between 0 and 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, just please say so. But here's the first one. Donald Trump, from 0 to 100. How do you rate your feelings?
Zero.
Thank you. What about Maria Catwell?
100.
Raul Garcia.
I don't know him.
Joe Kent?
0.
Joe Biden?
100.
Woke liberals in Congress?
0. There's no such thing as woke liberals.
What about mega Republicans?
0. Minus zero.
Marie Glusenkamp Perez.
100.
If the elections for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Biden.
And if the elections for Congress were in Washington, 3rd District, were held today, would you vote for Democrat Marie Glusenkamp Perez or Republican Joe Kemp?
Marie.
Even though you are not supporting Joe Kemp now, what are the chances that you might support him for Congress in the November 2024 election?
I don't share his values, so I would never vote for him.
Okay. Next, I would like to ask about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their member of Congress. For each one of the following statement, please tell me how important that is to you on a scale from 0 to 10. Use a 0 if you think it is important at all, and 5 if you think it is somewhat important, and 10 if you think it is an extremely important quality or attribute in your member of Congress. And you may choose any number between 0 and 10. Here's the first one. A leader who is a workhorse, not a show horse. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
0.
Someone who puts doing what's right above politics.
0.
A moderate who will oppose extremists from the left and from the right.
5.
Someone who really understands the hopes, dreams, and struggles of working class people because they are working class themselves.
0.
Someone who will stand up to the attacks on reproductive rights like abortion, conception, and IVF.
IVF, yeah, 0.
A finger who will go to Washington to sneak things up and make government work for us.
To what things up?
A finger who will go to Washington and shake things up and make government work for us.
0.
Now, I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking to you about Mary Glusenkamp Perez. Please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is very convincing, reason to support Mary Glusenkamp Perez for Congress, 5 meaning that is somewhat of a convincing reason, and 0 means that it is not at all a convincing reason to support her for Congress, and you may use any number between 0 and 10. Marie Glusenkamp Perez isn't afraid of hard work. She and her husband own a small auto shop, and she's had to get some grease under her nails to keep the business afloat. We need leaders in Congress like Mary who respect and champion the trends and understands the challenges facing local small businesses. As a member of the House Small Business Committee, Mary teamed up with both Democrats and Republicans to sponsor the Rural Manufacturing Act, which would provide loans and support for small procedures. From 0 to 10, what do you choose for this statement?
10.
Mary Glusenkamp Perez believes we need more skilled workers and more affordable degrees in Congress. Her focus has been an expanding access to career and technical training at high schools. community college and vocational schools. She recently sourced $1 million in funding to expand lower Colombian colleges equipment for their welding, manufacturing, and other training programs so that young people graduate with skills they need to succeed. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
10.
Mary Gilson Camp Paris is taking on Big Pharma so families can save money. Too many politicians put corporate profit above their voters' well-being, but Mary supports legislation to cap families' insulin cost at $35 per month, and she doesn't take a dime from the pharmaceutical industry. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
10.
And thank you for your patience. We are starting to wrap this up. Sometimes over a course of a survey, people change their mind. It's okay if you did not, but I would like to ask again, if the elections for Congress in the 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Mary Gilson Camp Paris or Republican Joe Kemp?
Ms. Perez.
Now, I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I'll be talking to you about Joel Kent. Others will hear statements about the other candidates. Please rate each statement using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that the statement gives you serious doubt about supporting Joel Kent for Congress. 5 means that it gives you somewhat of a doubt. 0 means that it doesn't give you any doubt at all about supporting Joel Kent for Congress, and you may use any number between 0 and 10. We need a leader who will focus on the real, everyday challenges of working people, not on his own extreme partisan nonsense. And Joel Kent is Mr. Extremist Partisan Nonsense. He wants to defund the FBI, and he opposed fixing the dangerous deteriorating I-5 bridge because he says that would make it a, quote, Antifa super railway, unquote. And the Democrats will use it to send criminals into our district. Nonsense. How does any of that help with everyday challenges of working people who live in our district? We need representatives in Congress who will deliver for our district, not someone focused on nonsense. From 0 to 10, what do you choose for this statement?
He's an idiot. So how would that, what number would that be?
Zero is the less I can go. That means that you have no doubt at all. Or 10, that you have serious doubt.
I have no doubts at all that Joe Kent's an idiot.
Okay. And the last statement, Joe Kent doesn't respect the will of people and refuses to accept the result of elections he doesn't agree with. He wants to eliminate voting by mail. He has allied with a criminal conspiracy to overthrow the 2020 elections, and he supported the rioters who attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. He even took part in ridiculous election fraud lawsuits here in Washington State, claiming Jay Inslee lost the government's race and Lauren Culp is governor. Joe Kent's extreme beliefs are a threat to voting rights and to free and fair elections. From 0 to 10, what do you choose for this statement?
Again, he's an idiot.
And after hearing more about Joe Kent, would you say you are more or less likely to support him for Congress?
Much less.
Now, given everything you just heard about Joe Kent, which would you say is the most convincing reason not to support him for Congress? In your own words.
He's an idiot.
I cannot utilize words like that, sir. Can you specify just a little bit different words?
Let's see.
You know, just something. I mean, I do apologize. I just cannot, you know, put that type of response on here.
He has no respect for the American people.
He has no respect for the American people. Okay? Is that all you would like to answer?
Yeah.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. We are almost done here. Now,
who is sponsoring this poll?
Metro Research?
Is that an independent company?
Actually, we are a online custom, a survey specialized in general studies.
Okay.
And my last questions, the last few questions are for statistic purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Associate's degree, college.
And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Divorced.
Do you have any children? 18
yes.
years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very liberal.
How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or
more? I don't.
Okay.
Would
you say never or hardly ever?
Never.
Okay. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you for your participation. Enjoy your night. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Bye.